Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of devotion and prayer. So if you were with me on last week, you may have remembered that I mentioned that God has been literally showing me hills and valleys everywhere. So I have had my time to go before the Lord and ask what is the message that he wants to deliver to us, that he wants us to know. So today we're focusing on hills and valleys, and from a visual standpoint, we know that hills are high as well as mountains are high, and we know that valleys are low. And in life, in 2021, we will have some highs, we will have some lows, and it's something that we can always look forward to because it's a part of life. It's no way of escaping highs. There's no way of escaping lows. There's no way of escaping being high on the mountain, and there's no way of escaping being low in the valleys. So for many of you, you may be in a season of hills and mountains, and you may be experiencing highs and blessings and praises and wins, and you're really at a peak in your life, and that is great. That is awesome. And the truth is, we know that we typically praise God when we are in the mountains, when we're experiencing these highs and these blessings and these wins and these high peaks in our life. But we are also to make sure that we are praising God when we are in the valley as well. So an even greater truth is that God still provides blessings and victories in the valleys as well. We know that God is the God of the hills, and God is the God of the valleys as well. And also want to encourage you to read 1 Kings 20:28. We're not going to go over it in detail on today. Maybe next week we'll see. But just want you guys to have that passage for you to read during your time of prayer and going before God and his word with him. So that's 1 Kings 20:28. And it literally states that God is the God of the hills and God is the God of the valleys. So whether you are on the hill or on the mountain or on a valley, God is still God. He is still sitting on the throne. He is still ruling over all. He is still in control, and he is still with you because his promises are that he will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what season that you are in, God is with you and you are not alone. So we touched a little bit on what your seasons may look like when you're at the hill or when you're at the valley. And well, we'll talk about at the valley right now. So you may be in a season of a valley season. So what does a valley season consist of? So you may be in various areas in your life in regards to the seasons of valley. So it could be a season of grief for you where you have lost a loved one, or sorrow where you are experiencing sadness and depression and disappointment or regret, or you're even in this season where you're unhappy or your spirit is down. You can be experiencing a season of loss where, again, you may have lost the loved one. You could have lost a job. You could have decreases in your finances, having some issues or a loss with the relationship. You've lost a car, you've lost a house, you've lost a business. But even going beyond the material things, maybe you have lost courage and you are in a season of hopelessness, or maybe you've been betrayed where someone has been disloyal to you or unfaithful or experiencing some type of backstabbing. Maybe you are in a season of persecution, whether you have been or will be, and seasons of persecution could come because of race, because of political or religious beliefs. And we know that Just as Jesus was persecuted, we can expect that for us as well. So not everyone is going to be for you, as you have different stances and different viewpoints, whether that is political, whether that is religious, whether that is in even social environments as well. So in fact, we know that the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3:2, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So that's pretty much a fact. And we know that it's why, for Christ's sake, that we delight in our weaknesses, we delight in our insults, we delight in our hardships and our persecutions and difficulties, because when we are weak, then we are strong. We also have learned that the Bible tells us that blessed are we when people hate us, when they exclude us, when they insults us, and even when they reject your name as evil. We also know that the Bible tells us that we are blessed for those who are persecuted because of righteousness. We know that we are also to rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way that they persecuted the prophets before us as well. We also know that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, whether that be troubles or hardships or persecutions or famine or dangers as well. And we even know that within our persecution, that we are to still love and pray for our enemies. And we are to bless those who persecute us. And for some of you, it may also be a season of pain, where you may have been experiencing heartache, issues maybe with your health or illnesses or injury, or just experiencing some type of discomfort. For many of you in the valley season, it could be a season of uncertainty where you don't know what your future holds. You feel like you don't have nothing to look forward to. You may start to experience doubt and start experiencing some anxiety or worry or even hopelessness in this season as well. For some, the valley season could consist of a dark season where you feel like a dark cloud is hovering over you and you are experiencing calamity or trials and tribulations. But we know that God is the one who forms the light, and he is also the one who creates darkness. But we also know that he will create peace, and that he will also create calamity. So I know a lot of times when we go through valley season, when we go through difficulties and trials and tribulations, and as such, we think that it's always the enemy, and we blame the enemy. And sometimes it's not always the enemy. Sometimes we may have put ourselves in the season that we are in. Sometimes it may be the enemy, but sometimes it is God as well. So we know that we are to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So we know that we can profit even from our trials. We also know that we are to glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And we know that hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts. So we know that even faith triumphs in our seasons of trouble as well. And the Bible tells us that blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. For some of you, this could be a season of spiritual dryness, where you may feel empty or lonely, or you're even asking and looking around like, God, where are you? Like, I don't understand why I'm here. I don't understand why you're not answering. I don't understand why you're not moving. You are seeking God for a spiritual breakthrough, and may even be in a season that is filled with anger and bitterness and rage and things of that nature as well. We also consider the valley season as wilderness, where this is a season of spiritual warfare, where the enemy is waging war against you, as well as your family, your friends, and even drowning in or placing in some type of temptations in your life as well. But when we also think of the wilderness, We know that the wilderness is a desolate place. It is a dry place. It is an uncultivated and uninhabited and inhospitable place or region that we are in. But if we also look at it from a biblical standpoint, we know that Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. And we know that the Holy Spirit was the one who led him into the wilderness to be tempted. And the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, and asked him, well, told him that I will give you all these things, or I will give this to you if you will bow down and worship me. And Jesus responded, away from me, Satan, for it is written that we are to worship the Lord our God and serve him in him alone. So one thing is important to know God's word, so that when we are tempted, or the enemy does try to come in and cloud our mind with things that are not of God, that we can actually recognize it and speak what God's word says, so that we are not deceived and that we are not led astray. So we're also to be careful and to be discerning as well, whether we're on the hills or whether we are on the mountain as well. So that, one, we are not deceived, we are not led by pride, especially when we're on the high mountain, making sure that we are giving all glory to God and praising, giving him honor for what he has brought us to, and allowing us to be able to experience. We can also look at Job from a biblical standpoint as well. Job was an honest man. He was a man of his word. He was devoted to God. He hated evil. He was blessed, he was wealthy, but God still gave Satan permission to attack Job. But God did say, don't you lay a finger on Job. So we can expect some of those seasons in our lives as well, that even though we may be faithful, even though that we may be a child of God, that does not exempt us from experiencing attacks of the enemy. But we do know that just as Job went through a season of being in the valley, we know that God blessed him and allowed him to be able to receive double for his trouble. So we can expect that even when we go into these valleys, that one, we can come out expecting something. We can come out expecting something from God. We can come out expecting blessings. We can come out expecting a higher praise, and we can come out knowing that we did not come out the same way that we went in. So knowing all of that, I think we sometimes may forget, or sometimes we may not even recognize, that valley seasons don't always have to be bad. Like, valley seasons can be also a resting place. And we learn that in Psalm 23. So if you have your Bible, I'm actually going to go through these verses a bit. So knowing and seeing in these passages, in this passage of Psalm 23, that a valley can be a resting place. So it tells us that God is my shelter, I shall not want. So we know that God is our shepherd, and God, as a shepherd, he takes care of his sheep. We are God's sheep. And as God's sheep, we want for nothing. Anything that we need, we can find through him. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. So specifically, God knew what to do to make David rest. So sheep don't always know what we need. We don't always know what we need, but we can count on our Father, our shepherd, our God in heaven, who knows what we need, even when we don't know what we need. So in this passage, he has made David to lie down in green pastures. So rest is typically needed when we're either afraid, when we're uneasy, when we're troubled, when we're experiencing conflict, maybe when something is bothering us, when we are overwhelmed, when we're pretty much just always on the go, if we are experiencing anxiety or anxiousness, God can call us to a season of rest. And with rest, God knew that he needed to be beside still waters. So when we think of still waters, we know that waters are calming, that it's soothing, that it provides relaxation, that it provides release and rest as well. And it also states that he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So in this low area, not necessarily in the valley yet, but in this low area of pastures and waters, God provides restoration. So even can think at a low point. We haven't necessarily reached the valley yet. But even in low areas in our life, that we can expect God to provide restoration. That is a promise that he has given to us, that he is a restorer of all things. So even in the low areas, God restores. So whether you have even strayed away and you need to repent, or you've gotten off track, God knows what to do to bring you into a place where he is drawing you back to him and leading you back to him as well. So knowing that God is the one who does the leading, that you may not always know where he's leading you to, but we can trust wherever he's leading us to is where he needs and wants us to be, and for us to be able to receive something from whatever that area or that season that he is placing us in. So let God be God, let God be your guide, and know that even when you have gotten off track, God can bring you into a place where he leads you back into righteousness. It states that, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So where God leads, we know that he led us beside green pastures and still waters, but where God leads us, it's not always going to be green pastures. It's not always going to be still waters. He may lead you to seasons of dark valleys, and the valley may seem like a season of defeat. It may seem like a season of evil and of fear, but one thing that we can note is that it states that he walks with us. So we know that you're walking through this valley. It doesn't say that you are going to stay here. It doesn't say that you are going to remain in this valley. It does not say that you are going to dwell there. It is a temporary place that you are going to journey through. So I think that is a good perspective for you to have when you are in a season of valleys, that it is a temporary place. God has you there for a reason, but God is going to journey with you through that season. It also says the shadow of death. It does not say death. Just because you're going through the valley does not mean that death is among you. And we can, one, thank God and thank Christ that he has taken away the full experience of death away from us. Christ dying on the cross for our sins and allowing us to be able to receive eternity in heaven, we are not experiencing ultimate death. Once we do die and be removed here from this earth, we will experience still life in eternity in heaven. So even though I walk through the valley, or even though you may walk through the valley, just encouraging you all that you have nothing to fear, because one, you aren't alone, you have God. Now imagine if you were not a child of God and you're going through valleys. You can think of before you were saved, before you received salvation, and trying to go through these seasons by yourself is different when you have someone walking with you. It's different when you have God who is with you during this dark time or this dark valley that you are journeying through. So with God, you are comforted, you have assurance, you have peace. We know that God is strengthening us even in the valley, and we know that we have help to lean on. So God promises that he is going to protect you in the valley. He promises to be your support in the valley, and he promises to guide you in the valley. We can also find comfort in knowing that even when we have strayed away, that God makes it his business. He makes it his effort to correct us and to lead us back to him and to lead us back on the path of righteousness. And we can also know that blessings await us in the valley. It tells us that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. We know that blessings await us for the future. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So just want to encourage you all that Satan isn't always the reason that you are in the valley. God could have orchestrated and designed for you to be in that specific season of valleys. And sometimes when you are at the hill, when you are at the mountain, and I'll actually cover this next week, because the Bible, there is a difference between a hill and a mountain, but also the Bible uses them both interchangeably. So we're actually going to be on a series of this hills and valleys thing for a little bit. So sometimes when you're at the hill or you're at the mountain. It could be because of God's work in your life, and we pray that that is always the case. But it also could be of works that you've done in your life where God was not present in it. And that's also important to know because, one, we always want to be led by God so that we are able to experience his blessings, because we know that our plans and the things that we want don't compare to what God wants to give us and the route that he wants us to take. So we know that there can be times where it's, I say, like fleshly blessings, it's things that you are receiving because of your own works and things that you've done on your own. Well, also remembering, because we sometimes get into a season of comparison where we see we may be at a valley point and we see other people who look or appear to be at the hill or at the mountain. And we may be envious or jealous or start to operate from a spirit of comparison. And sometimes we may not have even discerned if God is the one who put them on top of that hill, or if they are the one who are receiving the blessings because they place themselves on that hill. So that's something to take into consideration as well. And moving on, just also encouraging you all, making sure that we are still rejoicing, whether we are in the valley or whether we are in the mountain. The Bible tells us, even when you see other people experiencing blessings and you see other people experiencing times or seasons where they are at the hill or they are at the mountain, we are to rejoice with them as well. So it's not for you to be envious or jealous or, you know, comparing your season from theirs. If you see that God is blessing somebody else, rejoice with them, because the Bible tells us to. Well, also knowing that if you can see what God is doing in somebody else's life, that's encouragement for me that God can do the same thing for me. And also knowing that there are seasons. The Bible tells us that we are to experience seasonal changes. In Ecclesiastics, there's a season and a time for everything. So we can look forward. It may sound crazy of looking forward to valleys, but as I've already stated, that valleys are not always bad. So just a quick recap and to give you guys some application pieces going forward from today's time of devotion is that God is God and he's with you no matter what season that you are in, that we are to praise God no matter what season that we are in, that we are to trust that just as God is the one who leads us to the mountains, that he is the same God who is going to lead us through the valleys. Being encouraged that God blesses in both the hills and the mountains, and he blesses in the valleys as well, that God has a purpose when you are in the valley. God has a purpose when you are high at the mountaintop as well. God's word is the one that we should stand on, obviously, when we're in the valley or when we're high on the mountain as well. So one, we have to get into God's word and know what God's word says, and even allowing God's word to encourage us in the valley as well as it has led us to the mountaintop as well. We are to be encouraged knowing that God's love and peace and grace and mercy is surrounding us when we're at the mountain, and it's surrounding us when we are at the valley. And knowing that even when our enemies attack us, or even when Satan attacks us and places these different strategies and plots and schemes that he has into our life, for us to know that we are still surrounded by God, that we are still surrounded by God's promises, and knowing that we can even expect a blessing even out of what we are going through in our season of valley times, even if it is spiritual warfare, because we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God. So we know that all things will work out for good. We know that God promises to protect us. We know that he is our security and our guide and our comforter, and he is everything that we need. We can thank and praise God for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us when we're at the mountaintop, and even when we are in the valley. We can thank him that it reaches to the highest valley. It makes me think of the song. I wish I could sing. I don't know how to sing. Y'all probably been in a log off before I start singing. But it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows through the lowest valley. That the blood of Jesus Christ is what gives us strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It soothes our doubts and calms our fears and dries all our tears. We know that it saves and it delivers us as well. So one, encouraging you all to acknowledge what season that you are in right now, whether that is a season of hills, whether that is a season of valleys, and also encouraging you as you reflect on where you are right now, to also reflect on when you were at the mountaintop and when you were in the valley season, and how God brought you out of the valley season, and how God brought you to the mountaintop for previous blessings that he has poured out into your life. So for me specifically, I have been in seasons where I've been at the hill, where I've been at the mountaintop, where God has blessed my business tremendously, where it has bloomed, where I have had profitable years within business, where I have been able to experience God's supernatural peace and just happiness as well. Recently, I've shared with you all of God building me a house that I didn't even think that I could have, but guess what? God did it. Even knowing that I've received a job before that I did not apply for, that I've gotten even a job in the middle of this pandemic and letting me see just how good God is. And I think that sometimes we may forget that God is still God, no matter what it is that you are going through. And I'll share specifically of me getting this job in the middle of a pandemic, a new job in the middle of this pandemic, but also me taking a pay cut as well. But me doing that for the sake of my health, for the sake of my well-being, for the sake of my peace of mind, for the sake of me knowing my value, and knowing that value is not always monetary, that value goes beyond money. So even with me, and I'll share this as a testimony, one, I prayed for a new job, but I also told God that money was not a factor. So be careful what you ask God for. But even knowing that, God's still blessing me in that. So even though I have a lower salary than I did at my last job, I make more money. Isn't that crazy? That's nobody but God, right? I was looking at my 401k statement, and I'm like, I'm contributing double of what I did at my previous job, but I still have more money. So just kind of giving y'all a perspective, like sometimes the blessings may not make sense, and making sure that you are looking at it beyond a money standpoint as well. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm able to work from home, because before I was still going into the office. I'm grateful for the team that God has placed me in to work with as well. I'm grateful for the flexibility. I'm looking forward to summer months where we get 4-day weekends. And I also spoke about valleys being a resting place. So me receiving this new job last year was a resting place for me, coming out of a valley season, but even still staying in it. My first 3 months on this job, I did absolutely nothing. So that was a rest for me from what I experienced and endured and went through as far as like stress and things like that at my last job. So like I said, valley seasons are not always bad. Valley seasons are to restore you. Valley seasons are truly and can be a resting place as well. But also knowing that in it, God bringing you to the mountaintop, there are going to be some adjustments. There may be some complex situations as well. But also knowing within valley seasons, I know for me, I'll share some experiences or testimonies, and I know that some of you have heard these already, but for me being let go of a job when I lived in Chicago, and literally the day after I had put an offer on a townhouse here in Atlanta, then me still moving across the country, well, I'll say across the country, but moving down south across the map, and having a job, not having a job for 12 months. And also me being able to have valley seasons where I've experienced warfare, I've experienced friction in friendships, or the enemy trying to like tear friendships or relationships apart. I've witnessed division in relationships and only to realize that my fight was not against those people. My fight was against the enemy. And even for us to know that, that our fight is not against flesh and blood, it's against the principalities, the powers, and the rulers of this dark world. So I say all of that to say that even in my seasons of valleys, they led me to seasons of hills and mountains. So sometimes you gotta go through the valley in order to get to the hill. You gotta go through the valley in order to get to the mountaintop. But even in my seasons of valleys and my seasons of hills and mountains as well, and the same for you, that God was still the same God in both seasons. He was still a way maker in both seasons. He was still a provider in both seasons. He was still a deliverer in both seasons. He was still a promise keeper in both seasons. He gave me peace in both seasons, supernatural peace. You hear me? To be not working for a whole 12 months and to wake up every day with just peace, with joy in your heart, knowing that you ain't paid your rent. But just still having joy and peace, and that can only come from God. So I just want to encourage you all as we are or have started a new year. We don't know what this year is going to look like. We know that God has plans for us, and for many of us, he has revealed what those things look like. But for even us to be encouraged during the times of seasons and valleys, and knowing that they won't always look the same, they won't always be the same, we can count on the fact that God is still God, no matter where we are and no matter what it is that we are going through. And also encouraging you all to ask God, what are you to learn from these seasons that he is placing you in? We know for a fact that God places us in different seasons to build us up. He places us in different seasons to make us stronger, to make us more grateful, to give us a greater joy, allowing us to be able to have lessons learned so that we can take them and carry them forward and have knowledge for the next seasons that he is even preparing us for and wants us to walk into. We know that we can become wiser as we go through these things, and it may not always feel good, but we know that there's something for us to receive out of it. We know that our faith can be increased to new levels as we experience these new seasons as well. So don't get weary. If you're in a season of valleys, you can still have joy in the valley. You can still have peace in the valley. And most importantly, making sure that you are still giving all glory to God, that you are staying in his word, that you are praising him, that you are worshiping him, because he is worthy to be praised. So that is our time of devotion for today. I pray that it blessed you guys because it blessed me. Next week, we are going to continue this series of hills and valleys, being able to touch on what hills and valleys and even mountains look like from a biblical standpoint, even touching on some people or biblical characters in the Bible who experience seasons of hills and mountains and valleys, and how God spoke to them in those seasons, what God called them to do in those seasons, and the result of what happened as them obeying God in those seasons. So we have a lot to dig into with hills and valleys, and I'm excited, and I hope you guys are excited as well. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. So just asking you all to humble yourselves, your heart, and your mind as always. Feel free to join in with me in prayer and whatever God is leading me to pray for, as well as whatever God is leading you to pray for as well. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Father, even just as your word states, that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we thank you, Father, that we even have breath in our bodies right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are allowing breath to blow and flow freely through our lungs even right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you've woken us up on this morning, oh God, that you've allowed us to have breath in our body, that you are the one who has breathed breath in our body, oh God. And we don't take that for granted, because that is not everybody's testimony on today, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving us strength, oh God. We thank you, Father, for giving us strength to be on this call, to be on this live, to be in your presence, oh God, to hear a word from you, oh God, to be before you, to be in your word even on today, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Father, that you have called an awakening to our spirits, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have led and even allowed us to be able to rise early on this morning, oh God, to be able to be committed to you, Father, to be in your presence, oh God, to be able to seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, so that all things may be added unto us, oh God, all things that you desire for us to have to be added unto us, oh God. So for that, Lord, we say thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we have even put you first on this morning, oh God, that we've made you a priority, that we're starting our day off in your word, oh God, that we're starting our day off in your presence, oh God, that we're starting our day off seeking you in prayer, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the seasons of hills. We thank you, Father, for the seasons of valleys, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the same God, no matter what season that we are in, whether we're on the hill, whether we're on the mountaintop, whether we are deep down in the valley, oh God. We thank you that we still have you no matter where we are, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are never too far from you, oh God, that you are always within our reach, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the one who was able to stretch out your hands to place us on the hilltops and on the mountaintops, oh God. But we also thank you, Father, that that same hand is able to swoop down to us, oh God, even when we are in the valley, oh God. Not only will you be able to journey and walk through it with us, oh God, we thank you, Father, that you are even a God of breakthroughs, oh God. That not only are you going to lead us through the valley seasons that we are experiencing, oh God, but we thank you, Father, in advance for the breakthroughs that are getting ready to come, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the lessons that you are even wanting us to learn, the things that you're even teaching us in these various seasons that we are in already, oh God, and even the seasons that you are bringing us to, Father. We thank you, Father, for elevating us. We thank you, Father, even for bringing us to higher levels of elevation, oh God. We ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that as you bring us high, as you shower blessings upon us, oh God, that you allow us to still continue to have a perspective that you will have, oh God, allowing us to be able to have a mind of Christ, oh God, allowing us to be able to see from your perspective, oh God, allowing us to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, and to give you all the honor as well, oh God. And just as we praise you on top, oh God, I ask, Lord, that you will place a praise, a continuous praise in our hearts, oh God, and on our mouth, Father, even when we experience these seasons of valley, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your glory. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your blessings, oh God. We thank you that there is a time and a season for all things, oh God. We thank you for the pruning seasons. We thank you for the lessons. We thank you, Father, for the strengthening as well, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the one who is making us stronger, that you are the one who is making us wiser, oh God, that you are taking us, Father, from faith to faith and to glory, oh God. And we just come before you on this morning, Lord, just asking that you will help us to trust you in the valley, just as we trust you in the mountaintops, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to have the same praise that we have on top that we will have even when we are in the valleys as well, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will help us all to stay close to you, oh God, to abide in you, to abide in your word, to stay and to remain in your presence, oh God, to seek you for all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord, that as we are going through these seasons, that you help us to discern where we are, oh God, to discern what you're trying to show us, oh God, so that we don't miss your will, so that we don't miss your ways, oh God, but most importantly, that we stay on the path that you have created for us to be on in whatever season that we are in, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will help us not to grow weary, oh God, not to give up, oh God, knowing that there's a harvest for us to reap, oh God, but we can only receive it if we do not give up, oh God. So may we be encouraged, Father. May we be encouraged in you, knowing who you are, that you are a way maker, that you are a provider, oh God, that you are our peace, oh God, that you are our strength, that you are our joy, that you are sovereign, that you are in control, that even when we don't know a way out, even when we can't see a way out, that we have the opportunity to lean and to trust in and on you, oh God, knowing that you are the one who is going to bring us out and that you are the one who is going to bring us through as well, oh God. I ask in this moment, Lord, that you will begin to search our hearts and our minds, asking that you will reveal to us any sins that we may have committed, any unconfessed sins that we have, oh God, anything we've done or said that has not been pleasing to you, oh God, anything that we've done or said or thought, whether it be intentionally or unintentionally, oh God, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that just as your word states, that if we confess our sins, that you are just and you are faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, oh God. So I ask, Lord, that you will do that just now, that you will cleanse us of all things that are not like you, oh God, that you will allow us to begin to start confessing the things that we've done and for us not to be ashamed of them, oh God, knowing that we aren't perfect, that we do fall short, but we're thankful for your grace. We're thankful for your forgiveness. We're thankful for your faithfulness, oh God. Help us not to condemn ourselves, oh God, because just as your word states, Father, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, oh God. So we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your forgiveness, oh God. We also ask, Lord, that you will help us to extend that same forgiveness to other people, oh God. So I ask, Lord, that you will allow forgiveness to flow through our lives, that you will allow reconciliation to flow through our lives, through our relationships, through our friendships, and through our family as well, oh God. We know that the enemy comes in to cause division, to cause conflict, oh God. But we know, Father, that you have called for us to be united, oh God. You have called for us to be on one accord, to operate on one accord, to experience harmony, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will remove the division, oh God, that you will remove the anger, that you will remove the bitterness, that you will remove the guilt, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will release unity within our lives and in our families and our relationships, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will release harmony, Father, that you will release forgiveness, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Father, for the things that you're doing behind the scenes that we don't even know about. We thank you, Father, for the things that you are working out for our good, that you're working out on our behalf, oh God. We thank you, Father, that our thoughts are not yours and our ways are not yours, oh God. So we ask that you will help us to walk in your ways, that you will help us to think as you think, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will renew our minds, oh God, that you will renew our thoughts, oh God, that you will allow us to be able to experience renewal even on this day, even on this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to lean on your word, as your word is what renews us. Your word is what renews our mind, oh God. So we thank you for your renewal. We thank you, Father, for revival. We thank you for the revival that's even happening in this world, oh God. We thank you, Father, for spiritual revival in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you are reviving our minds, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are reviving our bodies, oh God. We continue to seek you, Father, for healing for this nation, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to humble ourselves, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to continue to acknowledge our sins from an individual standpoint, as well as from a national standpoint, oh God, continuing to come before you, Father, repenting, oh God, continuing to come before you, Father, so that you can continue to purge all evil and wickedness from this world and from this nation, oh God. And as you do that, Father, we're thanking and praising you, Father, that you're drawing and bringing us closer to you, oh God. So we thank you for all things that are happening. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to cover us, oh God, that you will continue to protect us and be our shield, to be our refuge. We thank you that you are our safety net, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to keep a hedge of protection around us, our family, our friends, our loved ones, and every person that is connected to us, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to keep your hand upon this nation, that you will continue to keep your hand upon this world, oh God, that you will continue to keep your hand upon all world leaders and our government, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you will continue to rise and raise up godly leaders, Father, giving them boldness, giving them courage, oh God, to speak your word, to operate in your word, oh God, to operate in godly principles, oh God, to do things that are according to your word, that are according to your way and your ways in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will continue to strip away all evil from this nation, oh God. We thank you that you are continuing to expose all evil and bad things, oh God. So I ask, Lord, that even during this time of chaos and uncertainty and even allowing us to be able to have a viewpoint and a focus of hope and knowing that you are our hope, oh God, knowing that the one that is able to save us is the one who is above. We thank you that you've given us leadership and people to rule and govern this earth and this world, Father. But we thank you that you are the one who have placed them in the positions that they are in, and they are to be submitted and surrendered to you, oh God. So we pray that they are submitted and surrendered to you, oh God. We pray, Father, that they will have miraculous encounters of you and your Holy Spirit, oh God. We pray, Father, for those who may not know you, oh God, that they will experience you, Father, for them to know that the only way to get to God is through Jesus Christ, oh God, knowing that you are the way, that you are the truth, oh God, that we are able to experience life because of you. So we ask, Father, for an increase of lives to be saved, oh God, for souls to be saved, for your kingdom, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the increase, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the increase of your kingdom, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to operate in the gifts and the talents and the skills that you have given each and every one of us, oh God. We are all here on this earth for a specific reason and for a specific purpose, oh God. So I pray, Lord, that as we enter seasons of valleys, that we are not discouraged from what our purpose is, oh God, that we are not discouraged by what you have called for us to do, oh God, that even though we may not know what's ahead, oh God, that we know that you are ahead and that we are to be led by you and by you alone, oh God. So I ask, Father, that you will continue to bless us on this day, continue to bless us on this week, oh God. I ask that you will strengthen us and give us courage, give us insight, oh God, give us revelation, Father. Give us knowledge for this day. Give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding for this week, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will open up our spiritual eyes so that we're able to see things from your perspective, oh God. Asking that you allow us to be able to hear things, that we're able to have our discernment even heightened in this hour, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing, oh God. We thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that no matter where we are, that you are there and that you are with us, Lord. Continue to guide us, continue to lead us, continue to be who you are and who we need you to be for us in our lives and in our various seasons that you have each and every one of us in, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It is in your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all for tuning in. I will see you next Monday at 7 a.m. as we focus more on hills and valleys and mountains as well. So as always, if you have any prayer requests, you can always put them in the comments or message them, or you can email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. I am encouraging and challenging you all to join us for our challenge for this month of February, which is we're studying 1 Peter and 2 Peter, encouraging persecuted and suffering Christians, as well as 2 Peter teaching us to beware of false prophets, and even teaching us about godly living as well. So it's very timely for the season that we are in and the things that we are seeing in this world, and just praying that it blesses you all and that it is truly an eye-opener for you all. So I will see you next Monday. Have a blessed and productive and amazing day and week. Love you guys. See you next week.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.